Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. We have a jam-packed show for you today, don't we, Joe?
Yeah.
Wow, and Joe, it looks like you have some beer there.
Oh, but well, no.
I'll explain it later,
but it's not a beer. I'm not
looks
drinking.
Looks like a very exciting product. Michelle Bell, everyone's favorite supplier global resource editor, is here. Michelle, you're already tweeting away.
I am tweeting away.
What are you tweeting
on
about?
On her new BlackBerry.
On my new BlackBerry. I'm so excited. So I got a new phone, and of course I stuck with BlackBerry because I'm a loyal consumer.
No, because she's resistant to change.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
I'm tweeting about our topics coming up on the show.
All right, we've got some good things. Joe Haley, you're back from a week's vacation. What was the highlight?
Thanksgiving.
All right.
Big fat turkey.
Did you kill it yourself?
We killed it.
Kathy Houston,
yes.
Advantage's editor, is here. Kathy, what is the cover story of Advantage's coming out in the next issue?
It'll be the Advantage's Sales Rep of the Year in January.
Ooh, that's very exciting. And maybe we'll announce who that's going to be on the radio.
I'm sure we will.
That's very exciting. And maybe even interview them.
Perhaps.
Live.
Yes.
All right. Andy Cohn is calling us from his home office in Tuckahoe, New Jersey. I mean,
New York.
Sorry. Andy, sorry.
The storm really messed up the
How are you,
real
Andy?
Estate.
Did you just move me to New Jersey?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Although, one of our people, Andy.
You need to be with your Jets.
Although, yeah, maybe. I was going to say, maybe with the performance of the New York Jets, you want to switch fans. But they do play in New Jersey.
Well, the Eagles can't brag either.
I didn't say anything about the Eagles.
Let's not talk football on this show. It's not worth it.
No, it's a bleak time for this area. All right, we've got a big show for you today. Leighton Lee is on the line. He's going to talk to us about product safety, give us a great tip. Today's calling question, what are the top gift ideas for clients and employees? If you have questions about corporate gifting or you have some ideas on what people should be giving clients and employees at this time of year, give us a call, 215-953-4979. Vinny, who has sported a beautiful, ginormous mustache, is going to be answering your calls.
I'm sorry to laugh so hard, Vinny.
I hope that's for that charity thing that he's doing.
I hope so, too.
Joe Haley, if we put you on the air today, what are we going to give you?
Oh, a picture of Vinny in his great mustache and a $25 Visa gift card. Vin, turn that camera around. Let everyone see.
Yeah.
Let everyone see. Look into the camera. Come on.
All right, now, in fairness to Vinny, he's doing this for charity, for the Movember thing, which a lot of guys do now. Right?
We're doing it for charity, too, because we have to look at him.
There he is.
He looks pornish.
Okay. So there's Vinny. Thanks for being a good sport. And he will answer your calls. Now we're going to get lots of callers. 215-953-4979. Tell us some gift ideas for clients and employees, and we'll give you $25 Visa gift card. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
All right. You need to stop thinking like a small business, and I'm going to tell you why. Michelle has a look at 5 iPhone and iPad apps for startup companies. Kathy's going to look at how to take your company from entangled to engaged.
No, engaged to entangled, but that's okay.
Okay. We have it transposed here, but that's okay. Small business gift-giving trends. Michelle's got to look at that. I have 12 things customers care about. We have our favorite things today, but we're going to get the show started with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with distributor acquisition news. Top 40 firm National Pen announced last night that it has been acquired by equity company Lincolnshire Management. Dave Thompson, CEO of National Pen and a member of the Council of Power 50, retains his leadership position in the company following the deal. More top 40 financial news now. Apparel supplier and retailer American Apparel announced that it increased sales by 15% in the third quarter, reaching a total of $162 million. This continues a comeback year for American Apparel, which has announced sales growth every month throughout 2012. More acquisition news now. Supplier firm K&R Precision has acquired a 50% interest in a Chinese factory in Dongguan Province. The factory, which K&R has been working with for 20 years, manufactures bags and will provide them directly from China to customers in North America. Plus, make sure to get your vote in for the Counselor Distributor Choice Awards. The voting deadline has been extended to the end of the day tomorrow. Go to www.asicentral.com/ASIAwards to vote now. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Okay, now we have these, and I hope I don't mess up the name because I always do. Swarovski.
Yeah, yes. Oh, I can't say that.
Swarovski. Crystal temporary tattoos, which would be really fun for New Year's Eve parties to dress up your, outfit. You can put it on your ankle or your arm or your back of your neck.
Forehead.
Are you going to do this?
I am not. I'll be wearing my tuxedo
more for
this
the
New
ladies?
Year's Eve. That's right.
Michelle
more for the
likes
ladies.
A lot of bling.
But
Michelle,
I think it'd
would
be
you wear crystal tattoos?
Sure, for a party.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe for the hot party.
It'd be fun for a New Year celebration. Clubs, restaurants can give them out to all the ladies that come in.
I like that. We should have that at the Counselor Hot Party.
Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. I'll get on that.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy. We are going to take a moment now and talk to our friend Leighton Lee from ETS Express. Leighton gives us our product safety minute. And today, I believe he's going to talk about flammable sleepwear. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Good. How
hey,
are you?
Leighton.
Great. I am going to deviate from my five-part series on working with test labs because a recall popped up just a few days ago about flammable sleepwear for children. I find this to be a very important topic for the promo products industry because a lot of distributors are starting to sell what is called spirit wear, mm-hmm. which are 100% cotton flannel pants that are sold to schools with their logos and mascot art on it. And kids ranging from elementary school all the way up to high school are wearing these pants anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, all three of my girls wear them. They get them for cheerleading and sports things and school logos. They're very popular.
Exactly. And a dear friend of mine, who works for a major distributor, and she's probably on the call right now, brought this to my attention a few weeks ago and asked me for my opinion. And my best advice was that if it looks, walks, and talks like a duck, it's a duck. And these are nothing more than 100% cotton flannel pajamas with a different name. The problem here from a safety standpoint is that flannel is highly flammable because of the raised fibers in the cotton. Cotton already is a highly flammable material, and this is why the federal regulations outlaw 100% cotton material for children's sleepwear. Because it has a very high flash point. So once it ignites and the fibers, because they're raised, have a tremendous amount of air and oxygen trapped between those fibers, that flame travels at a significant speed well before a consumer realizes that he or she is on fire. So a vast majority of major injuries from fires are derived from illegal or improperly made sleepwear. So that's why children's sleepwear is predominantly made with polyester. Polyester has a higher melt point, but it also has a very slow burn rate. So the tip for today for distributors who are selling the spirit wear to their customers, please be careful. Make sure that the age is appropriate. I would not go with this item with younger children in the elementary and even junior high ages, but more for the high school age. If all else fails and you're very concerned about it, I would always label these items. This item is not sleepwear. Do not use a sleepwear or something appropriate like that. And everybody have a wonderful holiday. I conclude this product safety minute with those wishes.
Thank you so much, Leighton. Appreciate the tips, and we'll speak with you next week. Now I'm going to go home and check all my daughter's PJ pants.
Just, yeah. So if there's polyester, then they're okay.
Right. Yeah.
That's the deal.
Which I don't know, so I'm going to have to check
I never knew flannel was so flammable.
And wow. And
you could go up and smoke right now.
I could. At least I'm above the high school age, which she recommends the wearers be older. All right. We're going to take your calls now, 215-953-4979. The call-in question of the day is, what are the top gift ideas for clients and employees? If we put you on the air, we'll give you a $25 Visa gift card. On line two, we have our friend Stanley from California. Hi, Stanley.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Hi, Stanley.
Good. Good.
I'm just getting over eating too much turkey.
All right. Well, Stanley, do you have any hot gift ideas?
Yeah, well, we just worked with a client who wanted to do a simple idea, but also wanted to keep it on a budget and make it a full gift. So we did these really large, actually giant-sized coffee mugs. And then he wanted to fill them with, you know, some kind of candy, but he also didn't want to break the bank on the candy. So we took the mugs, we put some, like, tissue in the bottom, so it filled up half the mug. And then he's actually filling them up with all kinds of different things, whether it's M&Ms or different candies or little coffee stuff, and kind of customizing it for the different clients that he has, knowing what they like. And then he's just wrapping it with big plastic and making it look like a full-on gift. And it's just a really nice way to keep it on budget and present it really nicely. And he's already handed out some of them as a test to some of his clients, and they had a really, really good response.
All right, great. Cool idea. Thanks, Stanley. And stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We have some Facebook responses to this question as well. Allie Durkach from Motivators said, electronics seem to be a huge hit for her clients. iPhone and Android compatible products are a great way to thank your customers and employees. Since they are likely used on a daily basis, you will be remembered long after the holiday season. Michelle, what do you think about that?
I think that's a good idea. I think we have another one here that just came in. From a woman named Margaret Joyner. And she says, in the midst of such economic times, I have sold many coats embroidered with company logos this year for employee gifts.
Ooh, good.
For Christmas gifts. And she says she thinks it's useful and employers like it because, you know, not only is it something that workers will use all the time, they can see the logo and kind of, you know, tout with pride their company's
logo.
Well,
and if you remember from a few weeks ago, our ad, ASI's ad specialties impression study, 97% of the people who receive logoed coats remember the advertiser on them. That's the highest name logo recognition of any product sold in the industry. So you're certainly going to be remembered, like Michelle said, if you wear a coat. And also, I mean, people see them coats as being of high perceived value. No one's going to throw away a nice logoed coat that they receive.
I think the technology stuff and the electronics are good, especially for millennials.
Yep.
I think they love things like that.
Absolutely. On line three, we have Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Do you have a great gift idea for clients or employees?
I don't. That's kind of why I'm calling. I give my employees a small cash gift every year, but I'd like to give them...
Ooh, cash is bad.
Yeah.
Cash
I'd like,
is the devil.
All right, well, I'd like to give them something, you know, tangible beyond that. And I'm wondering if you had any ideas.
Well, that's smart. And, you know, I say cash is bad. A lot of people say they want cash, but then lots of studies have shown that people don't remember, you know, when they receive cash because then they, what do? They spend it immediately. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you get something, you know, like a beautiful coat or something, you're going to remember that and hold on to it for a long time. What ideas do we have for Aaron?
Apparel, yeah. I like the idea about the coat, but you can also gloves, knit hats, things for the winter, scarves, things that you never think about going out to buying, and then when it's cold and you need that stuff, it's like, ooh, I wish I had a pair of gloves right now.
Right.
So, and I think you can find a lot of nice leather gloves that could be embossed, you know, very tastefully with the company logo. You can do a scarf with a nice logo on it, you know, that has the company that's not overbearing. So I think there's a lot of neat ideas there. I also like the idea of skins for electronics. You can get it for your iPhones, any type of cell phone you had, for any of your gaming systems, your iPads. And then what that allows the employee to do is to personalize it. They can upload pictures of their dogs, their cats, like Michelle will do, with, you know, their family pictures, you know, their favorite resort vacation photos. You can upload that, have that skin printed out, and completely personalize and customize your own electronics. So.
But maybe you could cats. Have... Michelle, will you get your cats presents this year?
Every year she does. They get special treats every year. They get toys. They get new little blankets. They get new litter boxes.
Now,
they
cats
get new
don't wear, like, sweaters, right? I know the dogs do. Yeah,
and are they any indifferent on Christmas than they are the rest of the year?
Do they know it's Christmas?
They do know it's Christmas.
You know what? Kat, you could put a range of products, gifts, online and let them choose which one they want.
My wife's company last year, they set a price range of $50 for gifts. They worked through Geiger, and they had four different gifts that employees could choose from. And, you know, there was something
that
for everyone. There was apparel. There was cooler. There was something that was electronic, and I forget what the fourth thing
was.
And
what did Pauline choose?
She got the cooler on wheels, which makes it easy to go to the beach.
Did that have a little prodding from you in that? Did you help choose that?
No. She, you know,
$50 is a nice.
It's a very nice gift. You know, everyone was appreciative except for one employee who did not want the jacket because she got a jacket the previous year and she doesn't need another jacket.
There's always one complainer.
Right, and she had to say, well, there's three other items too, and she wanted to have nothing to do with the conversation. Then when all the gifts were distributed. distributed and stuff, she felt like she was, you know, left out because she didn't have something and she didn't know these other things were available. Oh, the third thing was like a messenger type bag.
Cool.
I like that.
Yeah, all right. Nice. Well, Aaron, hope that gives you some good ideas. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line four, we have Claire. Good morning, Claire.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Claire, do you have some gift ideas this morning or do you have a question for us?
I actually have a question for you. Okay. I'm looking for a really nice gift to give to my top 20 clients. They're about half men and half women. Do you have any ideas for that?
Well, you know, we did have another Facebook fan write in, Jennifer Valansky-Moyer. I think this is a great idea for if you're not sure, if you have a mixed group, like you say. She says, I think top holiday gift for clients is food. Send candy or snack. Tara can be used by an individual or shared among the office or at a holiday party. Bringing the gift in person is always appreciated. I think you really can't go wrong with food, especially if it is, you know, a whole variety of items which can be shared by people. People could bring them home to their families.
They can put them out at holiday parties if they choose. I think that food's, you know, a big winner. There's also another one. We got something about Broadway tickets.
Yeah, somebody, we have Melanie Avigliano Schultz says, I love getting clients tickets to Broadway shows and gift certificates to nearby restaurants.
Well, we'll see. I think that's a great idea. You can do theater in your area, sporting events in your area, tailor the gift, you know, the tickets you get to your specific client, but you can also deliver that in nice personalized, you know, gift wrapping. You can also include, you know, a logoed product that would go along with that as well. So, you know, I would make sure you get something that's got your logo in there, but something that's personalized towards whoever is going to be the receiver of the gift.
I think there are so many companies in this industry that have really, they're, you know, not priced off the charts, but they have high perceived value. Pens, watches, those really plush blankets, things like that, that I think top clients would
appreciate.
Those are nice,
and yeah, if you
nice.
Personalize them,
yeah.
too,
you know
what?
Perfect.
Yeah.
If you've ever gotten steaks as a gift, I've gotten steaks and given steaks as a gift. That's an awesome idea.
Is that a hint?
Unless they're vegetarians.
Yes, exactly. And then you can buy the loaded potatoes.
Right.
All right, Claire, thanks very much for calling. Hope that gives you some good ideas.
Thank you.
Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line two, we have Ray. Good morning, Ray.
Well, good morning. This is Ray from the big city of Roanoke, Virginia, for Star Spangled Specialties with a wild and wacky idea for you guys.
All right.
We've spoken to Ray before.
Hey, Ray, it's Ray McKee, I believe.
I recognize your voice. What's your great idea, Ray?
Well, here it is. I have a client that, quite frankly, was always looking for a unique item that would take over real estate on a desk. But this was the first year that he says, I really want to do something that's out of the park. And I said, he said, the heck with the desk. Let's do something really unique. And I says, look, what's your demographics? He had explained that the vast majority of people were the males, the guys. And I says, well, why not give them something that they would normally not buy for themselves, but once somebody gives it to them, they'll never forget where it came from. So I offered him the Victorinox Swiss Army knives. Knocked it out of the park.
This
guy was one heck of a happy camper. Everyone that will be receiving them, he is quite confident that they will have those big eyes like hen's eggs and will be extremely grateful. He is ecstatic. He is totally pleased that we were able to come up with something that normally people would not buy for themselves, but once it's given, you never forget where it came from.
I have two.
Well, Joe and Vinny, are the males in the room, are nodding their heads.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
They'd like to receive.
Yeah, I have two. I have two. I have one in the office, and I have one.
That's a great idea. I think you're right. That's something people might necessarily not buy for themselves, but something that people would love.
And they'll use.
But more importantly, if I may interject, is, you know, I encourage those that are out there, the distributors, you know, to not give up. There are many out there that are thinking, I can't afford it, times are tough, et cetera. But that's not the time we pull back. That's the time when we just really pull out what we know as distributors, that it's not about stuff. It's about knowing the demographics, knowing their key accounts, and saying, rather than buying 200 widgets, why not buy 100 and give them to the key accounts that really help to make a difference, and then take the time to personally go out there and say, thank you very much. This is but a token of my appreciation. And when they see that special gift is something that you really thought about, they will never forget it. So for the distributors out there, I encourage you not to lose sight of the prize. You know, you're doing a great service to your clients out there, and when they start seeing you're doing your homework and studying the demographics and really caring about your clients' best interest, it will come back many times over.
Well, Michelle Bell is here nodding her head. Ray,
yeah,
I think that's great. Fantastic advice for distributors, and we like your enthusiasm as well. So thanks for calling today, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
All right, thank you.
All right, we're going to pause for a message from today's show's sponsor, ASI Computers, and when we return, Joe is going to tell us why you need to stop thinking like a small business.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday morning show. Okay, now Joe, explain this to me. A lot of businesses in our industry are small businesses, but apparently they all need to stop thinking like a small business, and why is that?
Because the problem is that you're going to miss out on the ability to expand and grow your company. Okay, now small business is good because everyone chips in, you know, in difficult times and in busy times of year, everyone chips in and they're packing orders and they're doing all that stuff. That's great, but you got to change the mindset if you want to start to grow into that mid-sized company or go from that mid-sized company into a larger company. And this is from an Inc. article, and they give you three things that you should be doing, and I'll give you all three. Number one is invest in quality support staff. A lot of times in a small business, the person who owns the business makes the sales, answers the calls, does all that type of stuff. And in this article, they talked about hiring something like a receptionist, and they realized how much more they gained in productivity when they didn't have to answer phone calls, when they didn't have to do paperwork and all that type of stuff. So that's something you really need to consider. Stop doing it all by yourself. You also need to turn customers away. That's the second thing. Now, when you're a small company, you're taking smaller orders, you're taking every orders, and that's good. It helps grow your business. But when you start getting larger size orders, you need to start to turn away those smaller companies unless they start, because the reasoning is they say small orders and jobs take as much time as a bigger order does, but you get less pay for them. So they say if you're getting $1,000 orders first, that's great. But when you start taking in $10,000 orders, you need to start to, you know, start pushing the $1,000 companies away. Then when you start getting bigger orders, you need to keep growing with your bigger clients, in other words.
Now, my only caution with that is to look at the profit margins there, because sometimes large orders, dollar orders, you know, have smaller profit margins or vice versa.
Right.
And so, you know, when you say big or small clients, I would look at the profit margin as well for that.
And there's the caveat. And number three is expand the management team. Now, you might have a company that started with someone who's got a great idea for a product. Let's say a supplier. I've developed this great product. And then you have someone else comes on board and you partner up with a guy who's a great salesperson who's going to bring in the companies that want to sell your product or buy your product. That's a good thing. At some point, you have to start looking for that strategy person, someone who can see the long-term goal, where you need to go with this, because, you know, one's focusing on creativity, one's focusing on sales. You need to bring in someone else in there, so expand that management team. But we're going to put this article online. You can read all about it at asicentral.com/radio.
All right, good advice from Joe Haley. Michelle Bell.
Yes.
Everybody's got an – everybody but you has an iPhone or an iPad these days.
That's so funny that I'm doing this.
But today you're going to talk about some apps available on iPhones and iPads that are great for startups.
I am, and they're great for small businesses too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about two of them, and we'll put the rest online. The first one is called Invoice2Go, and this app helps you create invoices and estimates on your iPhone or iPad, and you can create a master list of regular billable items or use the Receipts2Go plugin to bill client-specific supplies. Completed invoices can be emailed or printed right from the app. So that's very quick and handy. And as far as giving small businesses the ability to streamline their operations, this would be a big help. The next one is called DocuSign Inc., and this eliminates printing and scanning with this app, and it lets you sign all kinds of documents electronically. What's interesting here is that you can import documents from a cloud drive and take a picture with your device's camera. The DocuSign Inc. converts the document so you can drag your preset signature into place. So imagine you can have people send you things when you're traveling. You can just sign it electronically and be done with it.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right, I know you have some other cool apps on there, so we're going to put those up online at asicentral.com/radio.
We are, and one of them incidentally is Concur, which I would argue is not maybe so streamlined, but we'll put that up there.
Michelle
anyway.
Just doesn't like Concur because we use it here.
I don't like it either.
You're always bouncing back
and she doesn't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it either.
That's why I go, Carol, can you help me?
Me too.
All right. Kathy.
Yeah.
You're going to talk about, I'm not sure what it is. So why don't you just know. Tell
it's
us?
How to go from, by the way, entangled to engaged.
Well, no. Joe said that was transposed.
No, it's,
no, Kathy said that was transposed.
It's 8 critical elements to take your organization from engaged to entangled. Allegedly entangled is better than engaged employees.
Okay. Why don't you just give us the scoop?
All right. Well, entangled work environments are where companies have employees who possess strong emotional attachments that lead to remarkable results. So it starts with having leaders who do extraordinary things, but not only that, everyone in the company has leadership responsibilities. The management expects everybody to lead in certain areas and trust them
like
to do that.
Super engaged.
Super engaged, okay. Exactly.
You want to be entangled.
Right, right. And of course, it starts too with an ethical organization. They have explicit core values such as respect, trust, ethical conduct, and caring that extend to all stakeholders. They focus on all the human capital. Entangled employees create world-class organizations through shared visions requiring cross-functional teamwork. So it's all about being entangled with each different department as a big, huge team that gets things done. And also they increase individual self-efficacy. So they have high levels of trust, and the organization lets its people operate and excel on their own.
All right.
Yep.
So apparently we all went entangled organizations. Michelle, we were just at the Power Summit a couple weeks ago.
It's funny, I was just going to say that.
And one of our keynotes, who was from Franklin Covey, spoke on trust as one of the most important factors in the workplace. So this is kind of interesting.
Well, and what's interesting about that is that she pointed out that companies that do not empower their employees and instill a sense of trust in them aren't nearly as profitable. So there's a real dollar value.
Absolutely.
On
it's not just
trust
a nice, it's not just
no,
a
no,
nicety.
It's not a touchy-feely thing.
But right. Yeah, in fact, they've done studies that show, you know, a real correlation between trust and the bottom line. All right, Michelle, we talked a lot about gift-giving.
What are you doing?
Vinny's taking our picture.
Why?
We haven't done that in a while.
Well, let's
not. Let's not do that.
Well, we made him get in front of the camera with his big bushy
mustache.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, Michelle, you've got some more small business gift-giving trends to give us this morning.
Entrepreneurs, this involves. 1 in 4 say they will be giving larger bonuses this holiday season compared to last year. So that's a really good sign.
That's great.
The office holiday party is back on. 40% of small business owners say they will be throwing a holiday party, and that's up from 35% last year. So that's 5% more. On average, they'll spend $959 on their celebration. So that's pretty nice.
Cool.
56% of small business owners say they can describe their gift-giving mood this year as more Santa Claus than Scrooge.
All right.
That's
like
nice.
Santa.
Yeah, so they're definitely more festive. And despite the current economic climate, 51% of small business owners will be giving their clients and customers gifts this holiday season, up from 43% last year. So that is an 8% bump there. And they're going to spend they're going to spend about $958 in all told.
Huh, great.
I like that reaction. Yeah.
Well, keeping with our holiday theme, Kathy has some quick holiday
office party
do's and don'ts. This should be interesting.
First,
don't get drunk.
No, well, no. First, don't skip the party. While you might think of it as an opportunity to go home early, do not skip the party.
I hate that. I don't care if it's a holiday party, whatever. The company's doing something for you.
That's right.
You should be there.
Right.
Show your appreciation for them appreciating you.
You want to make sure you're there and at your very best.
All right.
Do decide if you will drink ahead of time. That's a yes.
Decide?
Yes.
So you can say, okay, I'm going to get drunk and that's all right.
No, it's absolutely not all right.
You probably set a limit.
Exactly.
Okay.
You take your example from the higher up. So in our case, we drink a whole bottle of champagne following after Melinda.
Really?
Do dress appropriately. That goes without
that
saying.
That sweater wouldn't count.
There's nothing wrong with this. It's a nice V-neck sweater.
Okay, Grampy.
All right.
It's a sweater.
Don't overconsume anything. That goes for alcohol, food, and people.
Oh, my God. This is a buzzkill list.
Yes.
Jesus, God almighty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
It's an office party. It's not a, you know.
Right.
It's not a beach bash.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
It's
so,
Avalon on a Saturday night.
It should be
at
fun.
At the rocking chair.
No, it's going to be fun. Do make proper intros. Like if you bring your husband or your wife or, you know. Anybody.
Why, hello, Kathy. This is my wife, Pauline.
Yeah, make sure. I mean, you know, like Norman, this is Steve.
So be polite. Proper etiquette.
Exactly. This is the guy who puts up with me. Yes.
All right, we're going to put these.
Wait,
tips.
One more important thing. Do say thank you.
Yes.
That's
absolutely.
Important. Yes.
Absolutely. I like that. We're going to put these tips online at ASI. CentralCentral.com/radio. We have just enough time for Michelle's favorite part of the show, where editors give their favorite products. Michelle, you have a bottle of Merlot. Is that to drink or is that to show on the show?
You know, you ask that every week, and it's the same bottle that sits here.
It's waiting to be drank.
I can't believe we didn't drink it yet.
So mine is from Logomark, and it is, you know, last year white watches were all the rage. Mm-hmm. This year it's translucent mm-hmm. straps. So Logomark has these really cool watches available in six different face colors and jewel tones. It's ASI 67866, logomark.com.
All right, Joe, what's your favorite product?
It's called the Coos Ball. It's a koozie for your canned beverages, and it's also a football. Vinny, catch this. Don't let it hit the radio.
No, don't hit me.
I mean, don't let it hit the camera. Throw it back, Vin.
Wow,
throw it
good.
Back. So you can go to your tailgating event. You can use it to keep your beverages cold, and then, hey, man, let's have some touch football game. I'll throw it to Michelle. And so anyway, this is available for U.S. Poly Inc., and I don't have their ASI number with me. I apologize, but you can find it on asicentral.com/radio.
Kathy, what's your favorite product?
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of people running around at night in the dark and walking their dogs and stuff, right, in the wintertime. So mine is
– There's a lot of people running around in the dark in winter.
Like this?
I mean, runners.
Runners. All of a sudden.
My God.
Well, I mean, it doesn't happen in the summer.
No, it happens in the summer, but in the winter you want to be warm, right? So mine is a neon acrylic, a knit acrylic cap in neon orange or neon yellow, and it has reflective stripes, so it adds a
so
safety
factor.
All those
factor.
People
who all are those
nuts.
All those crazy people running around.
Okay.
And I didn't tell you who it's from, but it's from HIP Promotional Products.
All right. That'll be up on our
site. It will be up there.
ASICentral.com/radio. We are out of time. Thanks to today's show sponsor, ASI Computers. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And tune in next week, same time, same place, when Joe will give us some very inspirational tips, won't you, Joe?
I will.
Have a great week.